It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Elizabeth Crawley, and here's what's happening. NHL star and South Jersey native Johnny Gaudreau and his brother were killed when police say a suspected drunk driver hit them while they were cycling. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story from Salem County.
The rumors were swirling and there were no answers until the Columbus Blue Jackets were first to announce that 31-year-old hockey star Johnny Gaudreau and his 29-year-old brother Matthew were the victims of this deadly crash in Salem County. On Pennsville-Auburn Road and Stumpy Lane in Oldsmond Township, the intersection is in the middle of farmland. The road's just one lane in each direction. Police say a man in a Jeep Grand Cherokee, later identified as 43-year-old Sean Higgins, tried to pass two cars ahead of him. And when police say Higgins went to pass the SUV right in front, he hit the Gaudreau brothers from behind. Police say they died from their injuries. According to the criminal complaint, Higgins, who's from Woodstown, said he had five or six beers before driving. He was arrested and charged with two counts of death by auto. Johnny Gaudreau's death stunned the entire hockey world, not just the NHL, where he made a name for himself the last 11 years, but here at home. The brothers played hockey at Gloucester Catholic. Matthew later coached there. In Salem County, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Both brothers were in town to be groomsmen in their sister's wedding. After criticizing Mayor Parker on bike safety, the Bicycle Coalition of Greater Philadelphia joined her to ride bikes and discuss its demands for improvements to bike lanes. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
Mayor Parker pushed back on the Bicycle Coalition's contention that she cut funding for the traffic safety program Vision Zero.
It was never a cut of the goals or priorities of Vision Zero.
But administration officials would not give specifics about how the city will respond to the coalition's demands for concrete barriers on certain bike lanes and greater efforts to keep cars out of the lanes. Managing Director Adam Teal said efforts are underway to keep bike lanes clear, but bike lane barriers, he said, are complicated.
These are not simple, let's just do this or that propositions, and that's why we are in a process.
Some coalition members seem skeptical, but they joined Teal and Mayor Parker for a bike ride.
I may not be a good bike rider, but I didn't fall.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
One day before the anniversary of his escape from Chester County Prison, Danilo Cavalcante has pleaded guilty to charges related to his escape and time on the run. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
35-year-old Danilo Cavalcante pleaded guilty to escape, illegal possession of a firearm, and two counts of burglary in a negotiated deal with prosecutors. He's sentenced to an additional 15 to 30 years in state prison on top of the life sentence he's currently serving for murder. Cavalcante's attorney, Lonnie Fish.
If that life sentence gets vacated, then he's going to do this 15 to 30 years or if something were to happen. So that's why this was a good deal for him, because frankly, this wasn't a whodunit.
Cavalcante was convicted of murdering his ex-girlfriend. He'd been sentenced to life in prison when he escaped on August 31st last year. Cavalcante pleaded guilty to entering the garage of a home in North Coventry and stealing a .22 rifle, which he had on him when he was caught on September 13th in Westchester. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Cavalcante is serving his life sentence in SCI Green in western Pennsylvania. The kids have moved out and off to college. Now what? KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams discusses the impact of empty nest syndrome.
The grief that parents feel when their children move out of the home is real. Dr. Deanne Crescenzo, Associate Dean of Students in the Division of Student Affairs at Temple University, encourages parents not to hover and let students find their independence. And don't expect a phone call every day.
We really encourage our family members to talk to their student about how frequently they'll communicate with their student. So if you're sitting waiting by the phone for the phone call that never comes, that's going to be really painful.
Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Listen to Raquel's entire discussion about empty nesters on this weekend's Bridging Philly podcast. Montgomery County will be spraying to control the mosquito population in Ashbridge Memorial Park after testing has shown mosquitoes are carrying the West Nile virus. Officials say, weather permitting, spraying will be conducted between 8 and 10 p.m. Wednesday, September 4th. Residents in the immediate area should consider remaining indoors, closing windows, and turning off ventilation systems that draw in outside air for the duration of the spray, plus 30 minutes after. That's the All Local. I'm Elizabeth Crawley. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.